Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines. Vanuatu takes an active role in observing Solomon Islands election. Strengthening cybersecurity through training collaboration, nurturing talent for public service excellence, and Minister Kwanapo engages palm workers in Australia on referendum awareness. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, PIF's Deputy Secretary General stresses the importance of having strategies in place to protect Kava. Officials from the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat are currently in the country this week engaging in consultations for 2 days. This marks the first time such consultations have taken place in Vanuatu, jointly organised by Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The consultations aim to address challenges faced by both the government and private sectors in Vanuatu and to strategise on moving forward with policies aligned with the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat's objectives. Various issues across different sectors have been discussed during the consultations. Esala Nayasi, Deputy Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat, leading delegation for the consultations, explains the key priorities.
We cannot do our work without understanding the context and the challenges and the issues that our members face, which we can only represent well in the policies that we develop at the regional level. The second key objective is advocacy. There are key priorities that the leaders have set for us to undertake this year. And therefore, in the formulation of these policies, it is important for us to hear the views of our members and our communities. And key to one of these priorities is the 2050 strategy implementation plan. The implementation of this plan as it relates to Vanuatu's national development plans. And we are glad that over the course of the 2 days that we've been here, we've been able to relate to some of the issues, the commonalities in terms of the issues in the regional plan or the 2050 strategy. And the third key objective for us is on visibility. I know in our communities it is important for the people of Vanuatu to understand and recognize the importance of the Pacific Islands Forum, understand the place of Vanuatu in the region, given the important role that Vanuatu plays.
Emphasizing the importance of Vanuatu as a significant member country in regional and international arenas.
Vanuatu is such a critical part of the Pacific Islands Forum. Vanuatu is a leader in a number of issues, and you've continued to punch above your weight in the different issues that you advocate and the different issues that you champion, not only at the regional level, but also globally. Whether it is on human rights, whether it is on climate change, we've seen and we've only gained and benefited from Vanuatu's leadership in the past. And therefore, it is important for us to be here to create visibility, to create understanding and awareness about the role that we play, how Vanuatu can continue to contribute towards regionalism and the benefits that we can also offer Vanuatu through your membership of the Pacific Islands Forum.
He noted that while each country faces similar challenges, but they do so within a different context.
In many aspects, the challenges are common across countries, emanating from the different conversations that we've been having, outcomes from different national consultations. The other important issue that we've also learned is that context is different from country to country. And it is important for us in these different consultations for us to be able to understand context. Because if we don't understand context in the issues that different countries are facing, we cannot be effective in the way in our work in the carriage of regional policies that impact our communities and our people.
Discussions during the consultations have touched on issues such as cover trade in the global market and challenges faced by some countries. Concerns have also been raised about the growing cover market in the United States, potentially affecting Pacific cover purchasing countries. Deputy Secretary General Nayasi stresses the importance of having strategies in place to protect the cover industry in the Pacific.
We have noted and acknowledge the developments in the recent past about cover interests in the U.S. Particularly. But I think it calls upon us to be able to be strategic in our approach, protect the commodity and the patent that is associated with it, and also recognition of the importance of it in relation to our own culture and traditional practices, which has to be protected first and foremost, because it is significant in that regard. Mm. Even though it could be seen by some as a commodity in their own pursuit of economic interests, but for us it is more than just a commodity for trade, given its importance to our own livelihoods, our customs, culture and traditional practices.
He commended Vanuatu for its efforts in advancing policies and regulations related to cover trade and highlighted the country's proactive approach in addressing commodity issues in the global market.
It is a key issue that officials and relevant ministers are discussing at the moment. I know cover has been an important commodity for us in sustaining livelihoods of our people, and also towards economic growth for our communities. And Vanuatu has always been a leader in the pursuit of our own interests, using cover as a commodity that has probably transcends boundary in the way that we have advocated for it, not only here in the region, but also Europe and other important developed countries across the globe.
Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat has engaged in similar consultations around the Pacific before coming to Vanuatu, according to Mr. Nayasi.
In terms of our national consultations, we have covered Tonga, Samoa. We've also been to Marshall Islands, to Federated States of Micronesia, and also Palau last week. Also, we were in Papua New Guinea. Following Vanuatu, we will be in Nauru, and other countries that may follow will be Tuvalu and Kiribati.
Deputy Secretary General of Peace, Esala Nayasi. Vanuatu has answered the call from Solomon Islands Electoral Commission to actively participate in the Pacific Islands Forum mission to observe the upcoming joint election scheduled for April 17, 2024 in Solomon Islands tomorrow. Mr. Lawson Samuel, Secretary of the Law Reform Commission within the Ministry of Justice and Social Welfare of Vanuatu, assumes a crucial position within the Forum Election Observer Team. His involvement highlights Vanuatu dedication to regional cooperation and the promotion of democratic principles. This engagement holds a great promise for Vanuatu's democratic landscape. By contributing to the observation of the electoral process in Solomon Islands, Vanuatu stands to gain invaluable insights into the best practices and challenges associated with conducting elections in the Pacific region. Furthermore, active participation in regional electoral observation missions elevates Vanuatu's diplomatic stature and reinforces its role as an engaged member of the Pacific community. Collaborating with other forum members strengthens Vanuatu's network of partnerships, opening doors for future cooperation on shared interests and concerns. On ICT, the Office of the Government Chief Information Officer, OGCIO, has joined forces with the Asia-Pacific Network Information Center, APNIC for short, to contact a one-week training program aimed at addressing identified needs within Vanuatu's information and communication technology, ICT sector. Commencing yesterday, this training initiative brings together IT personnel from various government agencies and select private organizations. An APNIC trainer flown in from the headquarters in Brisbane, Australia, is spearheading the sessions with support from Chetro Dabiana, the APNIC community trainer in Vanuatu. John Jack, Deputy Chief Information Officer of the OGCIO, underscores the importance of enhancing cybersecurity measures, particularly in light of past incidents such as the 2022 government system hack. The collaboration with APNIC seeks to tailor training programs to fortify Vanuatu's network security. In other news, a landmark memorandum of understanding MOU signed between the National University of Vanuatu, NUV, and the Public Service Commission, PSC, sets the stage for a collaborative effort to align university courses with national objectives and provide students with avenues for public service training. Signed yesterday, the MOU holds mutual benefits for both entities. NUV, as an educational institution, aims to equip its students with relevant skills aligned with Vanuatu's development goals, ensuring smoother integration into the public and private sectors. Vice Chancellor of NUV, Jean-Pierre Niroy, emphasizes the university's commitment to nurturing graduates who are attuned to the country's needs. Martin Mai, the chairman of PSC, hailed the MOU as a milestone for shaping Vanuatu's future, with internship programs already yielding promising results in talent development within the public service. And the went Minister of Internal Affairs Johnny Quinapo on a mission to Australia focus on raising awareness about the upcoming national referendum among Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Palm workers in Stanthorpe and Mildura. During the visit, Minister Quinapo and his delegation took a hands-on approach, immersing themselves in the lives of the palm workers. They visited workplaces and accommodations, gaining insights into the challenges and issues faced by these workers living and working abroad. The minister emphasized the importance of exercising constitutional rights, urging workers to vote in the planned referendum scheduled for May 29, 2024. To facilitate participation, polling stations will be established in Stanthorpe and Mildura, with provisions for proxy voting for workers unable to attend due to work commitments. With that, concluded our Vanuatu Nightly News. But you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107, and Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.